Caitlin Schramm, who's been on with us before for different things. Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Thanks for letting me come talk.
No longer the First Lady of Yankton, though. Your husband is no longer the mayor. Thoughts and feelings on that?
It's a big topic around our house. Mm-hmm. Being mayor was really fun for him. He enjoyed being on the commission, and now it's just time to look at other ways to be involved in Yankton, and maybe someday he'll go back.
We also have Todd Bailey, and Todd, I think this is the first time I've had you on. Registrar at Mount Marty, is that right?
Assistant registrar.
Assistant registrar. And spouse of former employee of the year, Colleen Bailey. So we have some very important spouses in here today. How's Colleen?
She is fantastic.
We are talking about hospitality families, Caitlin.
Hospitality families, yeah. So this is a program up at the Mount to help students who come from far away or who might not come from too far away but have a difficult transition into college life from being at home. We want to connect those students with community members and families in the community and say, hey, you have family here, you have a home here, and we're here for you. We're here to support you, whatever you need.
I don't know if anybody at the Mount more than you that is welcoming and wants people to feel comfortable. And I mean, you remember back those days and stuff being brand new, exciting, but kind of a scary time, right?
Absolutely. It's that transition where you're stepping out on your own. You want that independence, but at the same time, you want to know that there's a backup. There's a fail safe if you need somebody. And I think sometimes students, it's not their families, because they want to step away, right? They want to see what it's like to explore being their own person, their own adult. And so an outside community family can be really helpful.
If the census taker came to your house and said, how many people live here? I have no idea what your answer would possibly be because it changes on a daily basis.
Yeah, it would change day to day. Maybe week to week is a little more realistic. But yeah, we are a really open household and anyone who needs a place to go, our door is always open.
Todd, what's your experience with this program and your thoughts on it?
It's a fantastic program. What a way to represent Mount Marty, represent the Yankton community, but also be that face, that family away from their family or wherever they come from. And to be that person that they can reach out to, talk to, ask questions about, or come over for a holiday if they need to. Our student is the first time that we've done this year, and our student is from Alabama, and so he couldn't go home for Thanksgiving, so we were the home away from home. And I want that student to feel the same way I wanted our son to feel when he went to college, is that they had that support system here and somebody who could come to every event or most events and cheer them on and be there for them.
But I imagine that's done something for you and Colleen too, not just for that student, but I mean, you're getting something in return that is kind of nice as well.
Absolutely. I get more out of it, I think, than they do sometimes. And it's great working at Mount Marty because he knows he can stop by at any moment, any time, and just say hi or ask some questions or hang out and pull up a chair and do some homework or something.
So you had a student from Alabama. You said that was your first?
It was, yeah.
Will there be more? Will you be doing this again?
I believe we're still keeping that student for next year. I don't know if there'll be an addition yet or not, but just kind of depends on how many are signing up for that program.
I see you and Colleen at sporting events, Caitlin and Mason there for everything, of course. It's got to be nice for those students to look out and see you in the stands too, supporting them and know that someone's there for them.
Yeah, that's, you know, one of the whole points of this program. The Yankton community in general is really great at supporting Mount Marty, I think. But to specifically know, hey, that person is watching me. We've heard from student athletes. We've heard from people in the plays, in the band, any of the activities up at the Mount that feels really good. And a lot of times it can't be their parents or their family members. So we're here for them.
So did they sign up for this? And are there not rules, but are there guidelines? You have to be so far away from home or anything like that?
No, we did not want to put that type of criteria on it. It felt a little too prescriptive. So yes, students sign up if they want to be part of the program. And we just say it's geared more towards students who are from far away, international students, or really far in the U.S. But if you're from an hour away, 30 minutes away, and you feel like you need a connection, want a connection, we want you to sign up because there are families in Yankton who are willing to open up their families and their homes and support you no matter what.
Todd, is there room for more people to sign up for this? Do you need families? Is there a nice balance or what's going on?
I think there's always a need for families. I don't think that the program turns away students. They continue to work at finding more families who will take more students when there's a need. One of the great things is that when you sign up and you get matched up with a student, sometimes you get some of their friends as well. Right before our student left to head home for the summer, we had dinner with three of his friends, and it's usually a text of, hey, how about supper tonight? Yeah, can I bring some friends? Absolutely. Tell me about how many are coming. So that's a great thing. So maybe they signed up or maybe they didn't sign up, but they kind of hop on the wagon and enjoy the family.
Keeps Todd younger too, doesn't it?
Maybe younger, maybe older, not sure.
So maybe a trip to Alabama someday might be in the future. You never know what this could lead to, right?
Oh, absolutely. That'd be fantastic.
Caitlin, what do people need to do to get signed up, or how do they get in touch with you folks if they think this sounds like a good opportunity?
This sounds like such a small town answer. But if you know me, or you know Lori Stevenson, or you know any of the staff members up in Advancement, or Todd up at Mount Marty, you can talk directly to one of us and we can help you get signed up for it. There's a place on the website. I was saying the easiest way to get to it is really to just Google Mount Marty University Hospitality Family, and it'll take you to the webpage that's designed with the information and the sign up. And that's probably one of the easiest ways. We can send you the link to post on social media when you post this interview.
And I love that answer. I love that small town answer. You know, you see Lori at Hy-Vee and, hey, Lori, yeah, I heard Caitlin on the radio talking to Jeff today. What do I, you know, that is, that's a great answer. Any other names involved with this program? You, Lori, Todd, that people can hear and recognize?
Yeah, Lisa Wilcoxon, Johanna Jablonski, Jennifer, oh, please tell me Jennifer's
Donner.
Last name. Donner. Yeah. Yep, Jennifer Donner. You can even ask Andy Bernardo. Everyone sees him everywhere. He's tangentially involved.
Grandpa Andy?
Yes, yes.
Grandpa Andy.
Brand new grandpa.
Can I ask you a sad question?
Oh, I don't
know.
Is that
right?
Yeah.
You know, they go away. They graduate. I got Kleenex there, don't worry. But, yeah. I mean, you get attached and forever connected, right?
Yeah, graduation was really difficult this year. It always is, but this year it felt like we have now been part of their whole journey from freshman through senior, and that's really difficult. It's a group, you start going down that list of who's graduating and you go, whoa, we know 70% of these kids. So yeah, there were a lot of tears at graduation and taking pictures afterwards, but the wonderful thing is we do stay connected to many of them. And no, we've been able to grab a lot of them to stay around. So that's a huge benefit for Yankton, keep some of these Mount Marty students.
New kids coming in. There'll be more chocolate bars to make to hand out after the games, right?
Absolutely. Got to keep making cookies.
Todd, Caitlin, thanks so much for your work at Mount Marty and what you do regularly. But then with this too, you guys make a big difference and it feels like family there. And you guys are the reason.
Appreciate you having us.
Thank you. Thanks for letting us talk about this program.